The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
There's a rule in Isurei Achila, for example, Nevela, Treifa, Behema, Tameo, that the Issur D'Oraisa is only said if you eat Kederech Achila, if you eat in the normal way. If you eat something shaloi kederech achila, there's no issur d'oraisa. And this is because the loshon achila that the Torah uses, the term achila, doesn't just include any form of ingestion. It has a specific implication of eating in a normal way. That's what achila means. Now, examples of achila shaloi kederech are as follows. Number one, if you broil a piece of meat and you swallow it while it's burning hot, so that's achila shalekadarka. It's achila, but it's shalekadarka. Number two, if you mix into a recipe, you mix in bitter ingredients, which make the recipe very bitter. So that's achila shalekadarka. Third example, if food becomes spoiled, but not rotten. It's still considered food, but it's spoiled. So that if you eat that, that's shalei kederech achila. So these examples, the Rambam gives in Hilchos Machlokes Asuras, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Yud Aleph. Now this idea of achila shalei kederech is mainly discussed in the second perek of Psachim, and that's where the main sugya is. Now this discussion, however, in the Gemara is limited to Isurim. The Gemara does not discuss other inyoni achila. What about achila shalei kederech by other inyonim of achila? The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Yisaydi HaTorah, Perek Hei, is famous for his a very long shtickle Torah on the inyon of achila shalei kederech. Among the many things that he talks about, he considers the following shaila. Could it be yoitze mitzvah sachila with eating shalei kederech? Because like I mentioned, the Gemara only talks about isuri achila. If you eat a nevela, treifa, chaylev, shalei kederech, you're not chayev, but the raisa. What about a mitzvah? For example, achilas matzah. If you eat matzah shalei kederech, lamoshel, if the matzah just came out of the oven, it's burning hot, and you swallow it. So that's one of the cases that the Rambam gives for achila shalei kederech. Are you yoitze the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Same would be with the mitzvah achilas k'zayis rishon on the first night of Sukkot. If you eat shalei kederech, are you yoitze? So the Mishnah Melech assumes that the rule for mitzvah should be the same as isurim, because isurim themselves, the reason why you need aterech achila is because the loshon achila that's written in the Torah means achila shalei kederech. So the same should be with mitzvah achila as well. Since the lashon achila is written in the parasha, it says be'erev toichel matzahs, or whatever, by Pesach it says al matzahs umroim yochluhu. So the lashon achila should mean dafka kederech. Now the Gemara on our daf seems to contradict the assumption of the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah says, Yom Kippurim Shechali is Be'erev Shabbos. The Bavliim were Oichla Noisuk Shuchai Mepnei Shedaitim Yofi. So the Soyer Achatos that was Korev in Yom Kippur, which was usually cooked and eaten on Motzi Yom Kippur, if Motzi Yom Kippur was Shabbos, it could not be cooked that night. It was Shabbos. So the Bavliim, or the Alexandriim, like the Gemara says, they used to eat it raw. Now, eating raw meat is not the normal way of eating meat. And, in fact, this is the primary example of achila shalei kederech given in the Gemara. The Gemara says, achilas ochal chilev chai. If you eat raw chilev, the Gemara says that's the case. That's the classical case of achila shalei kederech. And the Rambam as well gives this example as one of the examples of achila shalei kederech. Now, and achilas kochim is a mitzvah saseh. The pasuk says, "Va'ochlu oisu masher kubar bohem." And this is where we know that there's a mitzvah of achilas kochim. And the pasuk says a lashon achila. So, Just like the Mishnah Melech assumes that matzah and other mitzvahs, because of the Lashon Achila, you have to eat a kedarka. So how were the Bavliim, well, Alexandrium, how did they fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim with eating the Basar Chatas raw? So there's a number of Acharinim asked this kasha. I found that Teres Yisrael on the Mishnah, he asked his kasha on the Mishnah Melech. Now he suggests that since this was a regular practice for the Bavliim, like Teisus says in Divrei Maskil Shesoinim, Teisus says Lafishir Gilu Atzmom K'moy Kein Lo'ichom Chayim Af Bechol Ashonim Demechze K'Rav Sanusa. That's what Teisus says. So he says since that was their regilus, so for them it was considered their achila. So that's why they were yotze mitzvah achilas kodshim. So that's the Teres Yisrael's chiddush, that it will change based on the person, on a person's own conduct. Now, what he asks on himself that there's a klal of botla daita eitzel kol odom, meaning that actions that are defined by the common way that they're done, the behavior of a minority cannot change the definition of a particular action. Botla daita eitzel kol odom. If most people do something in a certain way, even though you do it in your way, it doesn't help. And the Gemara Psachim Daf Memdalid, the Gemara says this idea regarding gulping down a certain kind of dip or sauce. The Gemara says it's not considered achila, even though this particular individual happens to enjoy it, because batal daita it's a kolodom. It's not a normal thing to swallow down that sauce, so it's not considered achila. So in this case also, even though the Bavliim used to eat it chai, but they can't change it, but the date is a kolodom. And in fact, I found the Rashba and Erev in Chavtes HaMabez regarding the food that you use for an Erev. He says a raw meat cannot be used, even for a person who eats it, who usually eats it, because but the date is a kolodom. And he brings a Yerushalmi that refers to our Mishnah, and shows that eating raw meat is not derech achila, because only the Bavliim did it. But most of the society didn't do it, and therefore batal daita eitzel kol odom. So you see, the Rishalmi is clearly saying on our Mishnah, on the Bavliim, that batal daita eitzel kol odom. So Teres Yisrael answers, to answer the Mishnah Melech, he says, Shaini hocha, midoloi efshir sheyechal abosar hazeh boifenacher. Here it's different, since there's no other option but to eat it this way. It can't be cooked or baked. It's Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So that's why it was considered derech achila and derech yotze mitzvah achilas kodshim. Now the logic behind his answer is as follows. The fact that no other option exists gives some form of normalcy to eating this way. The reason why it's not normal to eat raw meat is because cooking the meat is not so difficult. Why not cook it and make it more appealing instead of eating it raw? But if for whatever reason you have meat that that cannot be cooked, then it's not such a wild idea to eat raw meat. So that's the inyan, what he's saying, that because there's no other option, shani yachad lo yefshir, so that's why it gives it more of a derech achila. Now, from what he says, it seems that you need both components. First of all, like he says, that you normally eat in this manner. Like he says, Bavliim used to do that. And number two, there's no other option. This is what the Teres Yisrael says. Now, the Beis HaLevi, in Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, he's famous for his chiddush. He has a chiddush regarding the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. He explains that Achilas Kodshim is different from all other mitzvahs achila in the Torah. All mitzvahs achila, the Torah commands a person to eat whatever it is, matzah, mor, the mitzvah to eat matzah or mor. Achilas Kodshim, however, the Torah commands that the kodshim should be eaten. Meaning, the main emphasis of the mitzvah is not the action of the person. Rather, it's the result that the kodshim should become eaten. And the logic behind this is very simple. Matzah or moror, they don't have any special kedusha to them. A piece of matzah is chulin. You don't have to treat it with any kedusha. So it's not different than a piece of bread. So obviously the Torah is not concerned that this piece of matzah should be eaten. We don't really care about this piece of matzah. Rather, the concern is that the person should fulfill his obligation of eating a piece of matzah. Whereas kachim, the piece of meat itself has a kedusha to it. It's kachim. So when the Torah commands the kohanim to eat it, all the Torah requires is that they should be responsible that the basar becomes eaten. And the basar is not leaving left over. That's the Vizalevi's Kiddush. That there's a difference in the yesod of the mitzvah achilas kachim and other mitzvah achilas. So he proves this from a Gemara. The Gemara says that kohanim, when they used to divide the lechem upon him, each person got a very small piece, the size of a pea, kipul. So he asks, how the yoytze the mitzvah achilas kachim on such a small piece? We know that a minimum amount of food you need for achila is kazayis. So he proves that there's no need to follow the rules of hilchas achila over here, because the main idea is that the basar or the lechem should become eaten, and therefore even a chatzishir, even a less than a kazayis, you're doing the mitzvah achilas kachim. So he ends off by explaining that the minig of the Bavliim, although the Mishnah Melech says that for mitzvah achila you have to eat kedarka, but the mitzvah of achilas kachim is different. And that's why the Bavliim, even though they used to eat it chai, raw, there's no problem. And it's not a steer to what the Mishnah Melech says by other mitzvahs. I'll just end off with the Rashash, who also alludes to this problem. Now he says that in a chanami, they were not yoytze the mitzvah achilas kachim, because it was shalei kedarka. So he doesn't go like the Beis HaLevi, and not like the Tiferes Yisrael. He says they were taken not yoytze. But he says nevertheless, they were accomplishing something, because they ensured that the basar is not left overnight becoming noiser. Is that what they're doing? It's not becoming noiser. And he indicates this from the Lashon HaTosfos. Tosfos says, Avagav de mitzvah ka'avdi shelo yavoyu lidei noiser. Tosfos says, still, it's Rav Sanusa. But Akabon HaTosfos says, mitzvah ka'avdi shelo yavoyu lidei noiser. It's mashma that the mitzvah that they were doing was not the standard mitzvah achilas kachim. The whole mitzvah was preventing noiser.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.